You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, I want to make sure everybody goes to that Dwayne Wade event. I'm going to be there. It's going to be awesome. He is in shoes. He's in fashion. He's the man. He is hometown strong. Okay, our first segment is with Richard C. Wilson. He founded the Private Equity Investments Group and is CEO of Richard Wilson Capital Partners. He's the man when it comes to family offices. So let's get on the phone right now with Richard Wilson. Richard, how you doing?
Great. How are you, Jim?
I am doing fantastic. Now, Richard, how long have you been working in the family office sector of the market?
It's been a little bit over 10 years now.
Wow. That's terrific. So you're one of the first movers in there. I've been hearing it as an idea and currency only for the last 5 or 6 years. So you're a first mover in that space then.
Yeah, in 2007, when we first got it started, we really were the first thought leader to provide open public access to information on the industry. So we were lucky, but it was created out of frustration. You know, it was just that I was trying to learn more about family offices because I was working with them a little bit, and I couldn't. Nobody was providing the help, so I just wrote up everything I was learning as I met with them.
Well, I want to give a high five to Jesse Semich and also to Mike Shear, because those are the two guys that first made me aware of your organization and how you were really the go-to place for family office information. And I want to thank you guys for letting our firm be a part of your conference that's coming up here in Miami. Tell me a little bit about the conference and what prompted the type of information that you're going to be giving out to be available at your conference, because I don't think it's available at too many other places.
Right. Yeah. I mean, when we first started familyoffices.com, it was all correcting that inefficiency of even people working in finance don't know what a family office is. In fact, even a wealth manager that was on Brian Tracy's TV show with me had never heard of the word family office, and he was from New Jersey. Huh. So you can imagine how new this space is and how much education is needed. So our conferences try to correct that by having, you know, 58 speakers over 3 days all talking about family office investment portfolios, risk management, direct investments, co-investments, real estate deal making, how they structure deals, evaluate them, conduct their due diligence, et cetera, et cetera. And so it's going to be really exciting. It's called the Family Office Super Summit. It's right at the JW Marriott there in Brickell. And the big difference between us and most other events is just this laser focus on family offices. And you're just going to get more family offices on stage than at any other event in the globe for the year 2014. You're going to get that next week, you know, right there in Miami.
Well, Richard, let's take a step back. We've kind of laid out your bona fides on family offices, but I think that there's a hole missing in this. We haven't defined what a family office is, or where I work, which is what I'd consider to be an embedded family office. So maybe you can give us a little bit of a glossary on this business.
Sure. So a family office is simply a holistic, full balance sheet wealth management solution. Easier way to say it is think of a wealth management firm that manages every financial aspect of your life from a 360-degree perspective. And there's really only two types. You know, luckily, it's really simple. There's single-family offices for one family or one individual, and then there are multifamily offices, which is basically when 4 families, 10 families, or 400 families are being served by one multifamily office.
So it seems to me that this would be an increasing idea in currency because of the fact that as the baby boomers age, their kids are left with their portfolios, and perhaps they have a different experience level or a different focus of interest. And I've got to believe that somebody needs to be around to help that portfolio grow. And if you split it up amongst the kids, amongst the stakeholders, perhaps it's not as efficient to run.
For sure, and our industry exists because if you are very wealthy, if you're running a $10 million a year, $100 million a year company, or you are worth hundreds of millions of dollars a year, you are very busy. Everybody's asking for your time. You generally have several operating entities and businesses you're running and probably a large team. So the last thing you want to be is the person responsible for connecting your CPA and remembering what your CPA said at a meeting, and tell your trusted estate attorney, and then 6 months later, remember to tell that to your insurance agent, and remember all the wrinkles and intricacies of all the details that could affect your level of taxation, where you hold assets, what jurisdiction, et cetera. There's no way you can keep it all straight, much less be a communicator who's on top of it all. So a family office coordinates the complex financial lives of the ultra-wealthy, where a 1% mistake in taxation could cost more than that advisor costs them who's running the family office.
You know, I kind of envision it sort of as the bridge on the Starship Enterprise.
Right, right. Yeah, basically playing quarterback is another way a lot of people explain it. You're just quarterbacking the financial side for a family.
Now, it seems to me that with the expanding role of the family offices in managing wealth, that the family offices must be seeking places to deploy that wealth. Stock market, S&P 500, our specialty is direct investing in real estate. What are you seeing in the trends on the investment management side?
I just got back from Kuala Lumpur. I've gone to family office events in Moscow and Cayman Islands, and I was just in London meeting with a few big families. And I can tell you globally, the number one trend is family offices owning direct assets and direct operating businesses. So direct investing, co-investing, club deals, that's what you hear more than anything else is the new trend where families are trying to allocate their capital. Some challenges in doing so, and that's why the market needs, people in the middle kind of interpreting and curating opportunities for families. But
yeah,
that's the big opportunity. Every family office that I work with that has over $1 billion, we have 60 of those billionaire family office relationships. Each one of them owns real estate and owns operating businesses, and each one of them, as a general rule, also invests in some private equity and hedge funds as well. And so it's important that people know when you talk about a family office that there is many different types. There's over 10,000 globally, and they invest in all types of things. But the direct investing trend is very strong.
Well, listen, Richard, Wanda's given me the signal of the shrinking finger, which means we have less than a minute left. So, Wanda, roll the extra time into the next segment. Let's go for a break here. Richard, can you stick with me for one more segment?
Sure.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back after this with Richard C. Wilson. He founded the Family Offices Group. He is the man when it comes to family office investing and advising. We'll be back after this.